42 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, it's a rock and roll VIP Wednesday, and VIPs are in studio this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Doing good. Good morning, Bob.
It's nice to see you again.
I know. It's just like it. It
smells like football season.
Just like it does. The mornings are, aren't they? a little bit more on the cooler side of things. But it is VIPs, and they are back, and we are talking about the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. And you can get signed up and play along with us. Go to the contest page at sharedmedia.com. Click on that First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture banner ad and get signed up. If you were there from last year, you can get back on again. If you haven't ever signed up with us and you're a first-time player, we encourage you to do that. Melanie, you don't even have to really even know anything about football, do you?
Well, are you saying I don't know anything about football?
No. Now you're an expert on it.
I think you should look this direction if you're saying that, Bob. Chuck, you don't need to.
No, but I remember one of your first in studios, you're like, well, I'm liking the helmet color.
Yeah,
you know?
And I still, jersey. Sometimes have to rely on that on occasion.
Yeah, so, but play along. Come on. Sign up.
Play along. And, you know, you can even sign up and do individual groups within your your company or your within the bank. We have an individual group that we compete against too. So there's other ways to compete, just not even nationally,
exactly,
or locally.
Yeah. So you want to get signed up, and it's a fun thing, and you get to win weekly prizes. So no matter where you are in the standings, if you happen to have a really good week that week, you could win the weekly prize. And we're starting things off with one of our brand new weekly sponsors, Branded 307. They're giving away $100 in chamber bucks to this week's winner.
Sweet.
So $100 in chamber bucks that you can go spend anywhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great
Chuck would prefer you spend it down at Carroll's
Furniture.
Come
to Carroll's Furniture.
the, for those $100 chamber bucks.
That will go a long way.
So, what does that get you at Carroll's Furniture?
We'll talk about it. Start to a nice recliner.
That's
A nice bed there.
There you go.
We never walk. I would not step over that.
Chuck, get you set up. Yeah. But Branded 307's kicking things off. We want to thank them for jumping on board, one of our weekly sponsors. Every week we have a lot of different prize sponsors. And this week, week number one, Branded 307, $100 in chamber bucks. But it's the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture. You can play along. I encourage you to do that. We have more signups now than we ever have history of our pro football pick'em. So, and the reason I also talk with you, Magic Melanie, first is because you're a four-time champion of pro football pick'em.
And four times in a row.
Four times in a row. That's amazing streak.
It's scary.
She's like the Bulls are.
Yeah.
What's the equivalent?
More,
equivalent.
More so.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
UCLA.
She's got the rings.
1970s.
Yeah, exactly. She's got rings. Do you want rings now rather than a trophy?
Yeah.
I mean, she should. We should get her championship ring.
We should get her championship ring.
The trophy's getting old. Is that what you
mean? Yeah,
Yeah, it resides at the bank.
It's got like the //.
If I get five in a row, I get a ring.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Okay. Something to work for.
All right.
Well, come get me, boys.
There we go. Come get her. So she's our reigning four-time champion, Magic Melanie. And also, you hear that magic voice in the background. Good luck, Chuck McGarrah from Carroll's Furniture. There he is.
The precipitous crash at the last 2 weeks of last year really.
That's bad.
Okay.
Welcome to the club. I mean, it happens to all of us. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Inevitable.
So, but I feel good about this year.
It is a marathon.
Yeah.
You got to run the whole race.
Melanie, you are.
Oh, man. I know. I really, okay.
Chuck, you ran for 99 yards.
I'll tell you, I picked Chicago a lot last year at the beginning, which was kind of, I'm kind of biased towards the Bears. And then at the very end, I kind of was like, Patrick Mahomes, is he better than Jalen Hurts or all these different things? And the answer was no.
Yeah.
I kind of lost my shirt there. So
Here we are, Chuck McGarrah. And also, you hear one of the quieter two. Well, first of all, Andrew, the analyst, Boynt, is
he's incredibly quiet today.
He's incredibly quiet.
He's not here.
He's not here. So He is off doing some other things, and he'll be with us next week. I'm sure he's listening in. So, Andrew, not with us, but Andrew is back for another year of Pro Football Pick'em. And also back with us, Jamie, Jamie Armchair Eggers.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to this year. Hopefully it can be a little bit better for me, but
right.
We'll see what the season brings.
The thing with it is, Jamie, you're even with everyone right now.
Well, that's true. That's a good start.
All right, it's a good start. Since you're a big New Orleans fan.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see how that plays out this year.
See how the Saints do.
This is going to be the highlight of his season if he's a Saints fan.
And that voice right there, you heard James the Bookie Timberlake back with us.
I'm here.
He's here.
The most consistent seasons without a win. Consecutive seasons.
How do you think your Vikings are going to do this year, James?
I think they'll be pretty good. The division's a lot harder now. Okay. Thanks to Melanie's team giving the Packers Michael Parsons. But, you know, welcome to football. That's just how it works.
Yeah, that was a big give.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So what do you think about that magic, Melanie, with your Dallas Cowboys?
Adios.
Oh, adios.
She's throwing them under a bus already.
She's like, I like the Broncos.
Well, this week I might.
Yeah.
We'll find out here shortly. How do you think your Bears are going to do this year, Chuck? And I know you're a Detroit Lions fan, too.
Well,
you
were a Lions maybe guy this last season, year. I think yeah. like the sideline stories, maybe I'll actually pick a team.
I know.
We were trying to figure that out yesterday. Which team was yours last year?
Well, I grew up a Bears fan, but this is like old school. It's been a while. So I don't know.
Okay.
TBD. So we'll see. Right. Maybe I'll pick a team.
There's no wrong answer.
Yes, there is.
Well, okay.
Apparently.
All right. I guess it depends. Yeah. Depends on where you're at.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll see. I'm starting off at a really slow pace this year.
He's a fan of the Shield.
I'm a fan of the Shield.
The NFL Shield.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, well, let's take a look at things, shall we? Because we're all at 0 week, and we want you to get signed up. We got a lot of great weekly sponsors I mentioned. I mentioned Branded 307 kicking us off with Chamber Bucks. We got PO News and Flagstaff Cafe. We got Pit Crew to You. We got the YRNO Bar and Grill.
We got merchandise
from Bighorn Beverage. We've got Chamber Bucks from C21. We've got gift certificates to Glow Wyo in there. There we go. We've got Kilpatrick Creations. It's got some game day stuff. Cleary Buildings, Chamber Bucks. So you've got a lot of great things in there for our weekly. And then the local winner will pick up a $1,200 gift certificate. Now that's going to buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Carol's Furniture.
Add all that stuff together. You come in, you get yourself something really, really nice.
Now, I know Debbie Isaacson was our winner.
Yes.
Last year.
Sweet. That was fun.
She had a lot of fun in the store picking out merchandise. So you could be the local winner, and the local winner will receive $1,200 gift certificate to Carol's Furniture. And this week, our weekly winner, Branded 307, $100 in Chamber Bucks. Let's get started. Let's start out with our five-time champion, or four-time champion. Gee, I got to have
like,
five.
I like that.
Projected.
For 40 and slip there. Yeah.
Wow, four times. You lost count after a while. Four-time champion, Magic Melanie, your Dallas Cowboys are traveling to Philadelphia. Yeah. The fans are saying 93% chance that Philadelphia is going to beat the Cowboys.
You know, and this week, I'm just going to say it, is hard to pick.
There's a lot of hard games.
Yeah, and Dallas has not shown their cards at all in the preseason, so.
or have they?
They have cards? Sorry.
Well, right now I'm going to say Dallas.
She's going Dallas. James.
I'm going Philly in this one.
Okay.
The vibes aren't great in Dallas right now.
Right.
So I'm going Philly.
They haven't shown anything.
Well, getting rid of Micah was questionable.
Oh, but look what they got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with the Phillies here. I think
the Phillies. Know.
The Phillies. Oh, this
sorry,
is a baseball.
Oh, baseball. Take
Philadelphia. Excuse me. Philadelphia. See, I told
baseball
you. Maybe.
Close
maybe.
Close
I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. There I saw it here. Right. I just see the PHI. I think after last year, that was fun to watch. I think they're gonna be there again. Are really close to the top. So,
it's going with Philadelphia. Okay.
C.
Jamie.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head yes to Philadelphia.
This is radio, man. You're
yes. Yes. Yeah. Good for audio
yeah.
meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Philadelphia too. I'm not too confident on the old Cowboys, but we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll start with you, Jamie. Your New Orleans Saints are home against Arizona. They're traveling to New Orleans, but the crowd favorite says Arizona 76% against New Orleans.
I know, that's a tough one. I'm going to go New Orleans.
He's sticking with his home team.
Yes.
All right. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the. I'm going to say the Cardinals. I think they got a New Orleans. Just tough. I love Jamie, but boy, yeesh.
Yeah. You think he's off on this one?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Magic.
Yep. The tried and true Arizona.
Arizona.
I'm going Arizona.
He's going Arizona, James.
Arizona. Going Arizona. Yeah. Sorry, Jamie.
That's okay. I hope this is the upset.
This is how it starts.
There you go. Yeah, this is how it starts.
Yeah, this is how it all starts. Before we continue on for our next games, we also want to remind you there is a new side game.
Yeah.
Okay. James, why don't you just tell us about the Survivor game?
So, yeah, we have a Survivor pool that's also added in there. You don't have to play this by any means, but it is basically you go through each game again, but you pick one team that is essentially your lock of the week, who you think is going to win, your favorite to win no matter what. And you can only pick that team once per season. So if you pick Philly to start this week and say Philly's going to win no matter what, and they do win, you move on to the next week, but you cannot pick Philadelphia again for the rest of the season, no matter who they're playing or no matter the matchups. Okay. Makes you go through basically each team and pick them at least once for the entire season, even the bad teams.
Oh, fun. It's a side game.
Yep. Okay. It's a side game.
And once you lose, you're done.
Yeah, once you lose, you're out. You're eliminated. It's an eliminator pool. And it's very possible we all get eliminated week one, and then we don't talk about this ever again.
Right. So you can play along on that. It's called the Survivor game. It's right next to the regular game.
If you're on your phone, it's just at the bottom. It's underneath all the regular picks.
Okay. All right. So it's a Survivor game. It's an addition to Pro Football Pick'em. And you just pick one team.
Yep. Pick one team a week.
That you think is going to be a guaranteed lock.
Okay. Lock of the week.
All right. So make sure you get signed up for that. Make sure you get signed up, period. So you can start out with week one. Now, let's move on. He's not here, but I'm going to bet my house he's going to pick the Denver Broncos.
Safe bet.
Against Tennessee.
Yeah.
The crowd says almost 90% Denver on this one. Where are you? We're going to go Melanie.
I'm going to go Denver.
She's going Denver. James.
I'm also going to go Denver. This might be my Survivor pick of the week. I might pick Denver as my lock.
Ooh.
Best defense last year in the NFL going against a rookie quarterback. That's usually a bad combo for the rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Go Broncos. Let's go.
Go Broncos. Yep. All right.
Yep, Broncos.
Yeah, don't be shaking
Not
your head.
The Rockies. Okay. We're saying the Broncos.
Not the Rockies. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Broncos.
we're talking the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. The Broncos. The Broncos.
If they were playing the Rockies, I'd probably go Tennessee.
That's a new team, the Broncos. Yeah, exactly. So they're pretty high in Denver. No pun intended. Yeah.
Boom.
Nice. About the Broncos this year and what. So hopefully they won't have a big letdown. But Tennessee, not so much this year against the Broncos, but that's the team. All right, let's move on. Chuck, the Detroit Lions are traveling to the Green Bay Packers.
Yikes, this one's a tough one. I want to lean towards Detroit here, but I think that might be a Chuck bias here, so I got to be really careful of that. Just hearing some of the trades and things like that Green Bay has, I'm going to say Detroit, but that might very well switch. So I'm saying Detroit as of right now.
Okay. Things don't change.
Yeah,
do they?
No, they don't.
It's
yeah.
typical Chuck.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I might change at the last second, but there we go. Okay, so Melanie.
Oh gosh, if Parsons plays, I'm gonna say Green Bay.
Going Green Bay, Jamie.
Green Bay.
Going with the pack.
Yes.
Green Bay. I think we're going to see a little bit of a comeback down to earth from Detroit this year. They lost a ton of people.
Yeah, they did.
In terms of on the sideline guys.
But they're all afraid of the coach. That's why.
Oh.
That guy's intense.
He is a crazy dude. I like him.
But he's very, yeah.
I like him, too.
I feel like I'd play for that dude.
Yeah.
You'll run he's through actually, a brick wall.
As intense as he is, he's actually a very emotional coach.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
So it's quite interesting. He's intense, and then all of a sudden he's in there crying with the guys about the win. So, all right. So let's look at next up. James, your Minnesota Vikings. The crowd says 71% chance of the Vikings beating Chicago.
That's, that's pretty high. I'm still going to go Minnesota, but I do think Chicago is going to be a lot better this year than they were last year. This will be close, but I'm going Minnesota.
Melanie?
Minnesota makes me nervous. Sam Darnold, are you going to show up?
Oh, he's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is.
J.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy, that's right. Oh. I don't know. I don't know on this one.
Okay, she's going to hold off.
She's holding off.
You're holding off?
Can we
it's
do
Monday
that?
It's Monday night.
This waffle. Here, watch me do it. Yeah, I'm not
exactly.
sure.
I don't know.
I'm picking Minnesota, but it might change.
I'm going to go Chicago.
Okay.
She's going. There you go, Melanie. All right. Chuck, the old Bears fan?
No, I will not pick the Bears unless they're playing a really poor team. So I'm going to go with Minnesota. Minnesota.
All right. Jamie?
Yep. I'm with everybody here. Minnesota minus Melanie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Minnesota it is.
All right. One more here before we go. Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen. They're expecting him nothing less than winning the whole thing, man.
Newly married man.
Newly married.
Yeah.
We expect a Super Bowl ring. Where are you, James?
This is tough. Tough game to open the week or open the season. I'm going to go Buffalo, though.
All right. Magic Melanie?
I'm going to believe Buffalo.
Believe Buffalo.
Oh, boy.
They're home, Chuck.
I know. Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. There we go. You need to sign up and play First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em, everyone. VIPs, look forward to you in studio every single week.
Any locks?
Are we picking the survivor?
Real quick.
Okay.
I went Denver.
Seconds. Denver?
Denver.
I'm going to say Denver.
Let's just jump on the bandwagon. Denver!
If they lose, we're so withdrawn.
I have it right there.
Come on!
That might change.
Next week, VIP's back in studio. Play along with us. First Northern Bank, Kara's Furniture.